company.
Okay.
Because they are getting artists to, about to invest in Afrobeat artists.
Okay.
So I think they listened around and they realized, okay, this guy is good at writing Afrobeats and all. So I got the deal, wrote 24 Afrobeat songs. And then I had to even call Apia in.
Okay.
Yeah, so I took Apia to Cape Coast. It was just the two of us in this big 5-bedroom apartment with the swimming pool and everything. But we never even used the pool. It was just, we needed that sunny thing and away from all the noise and all. We produced 24 songs together before. We did that in 3 days.
24 songs?
Yes, it was just the two of us. I come up with the chorus, he makes the beat, and then I go to my room and record. Whilst I'm recording, I produce as well. So whilst I'm recording, I give him the next chorus. Then he's working on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it took like 3 days to finish everything. Shout out to Apia for.
But why did you choose him? There are a lot of producers.
Because Apia is versatile. He can play anything. And what they were asking for is not solely just an entire album of Afrobeat. They want a bit of high life.
Okay.
And he's good with high life as well. Then they want a bit of grime.
Okay.
Yes, the it sounds like Afrobeat.
So but this label is in the UK, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
But it sounds more like the dancehall bounce, and Apia can do everything. Some producers are known for Afrobeat,
right.
Some are known for gospel, but Apia is known for everything. So it was best I called Apia to do this with him.
Wow, I see. But looking at the kind of songs you have and the number of songs, into Dauda.
Say the same.
No, I mean like if you have a huge catalog, for example, your repertoire, if you're bored, do you listen to your own stuff?
I actually listen to myself.
Yeah.
Yes, especially before the song comes out. When it comes out, yeah, I don't really listen to it when it comes out. Of course, I've been dealing with this song for the past 3 months in my house. So yeah, I get used to it when it's being played out there. So I will go to Apple Music, add it to my playlist, but then again, I don't go and type Kwame Eugene and listen to the song I just uploaded. You understand? Maybe I'll go and check on the numbers it's doing. Besides that, I rather prefer listening to the songs that are unreleased yet. Because whilst taking a shower, I'm listening to them, eating, I'm listening to them, so I can get to pinpoint the mistakes. And sometimes if there's a catchphrase that needs to be there, I mean, I always say that, what is it about this song that I'm expecting to grab people's attention? That's why I have to go and put with it, Sebe Kuntumio in Open Gate. And people didn't get it. Even some people in my label were laughing at it.
Okay.
Sebe Kuntumio, before they realized it was just the part people shout when the song is being played. So I listen to all that, make some changes, fix the mistake before it comes out. So before the song will be out there, maybe I've probably listened to it for over 200 times. To pinpoint every single mistake before it comes out.
Yeah, you mentioned that even label mates were laughing at you, were teasing you with some of these lines. Do these kind of things hurt you or bruise your ego in any way?
No, not at all. Especially when you know what you're going for. You can see a bigger picture, but not everyone. Nobody everyone go see what you've seen. Yes. So sometimes you just leave them to have fun, and then you just prove to them that this is what I meant when I did this. So later I realized, okay, that's a genius thing to do. But people still didn't get it on social media as well. Like, what's the name that they will listen to me? But trust me, all the wordings that I got through with Isabel Kuntumi, that's the part they shout when it's being played. Even out there when I'm playing these shows for the masses. Yeah.
You see, you mentioned record label. Now, with the labels, I know that most of the time, if you want to release anything, sometimes they oppose.
Yeah.
Or even if they listen to the song, someone, probably one of the A&Rs will say, I don't like this part, go change it.
Yeah,
did you face such difficulties?
All the time.
Yeah. Lynx
is huge. Lynx used to have about, let me say, 20 workers.
Mm.
So it's crazy when 20 people are coming to judge a song before it comes out. Yeah. But then again, we had these few, 5 people on top that gets to listen to it. So it's their opinion, not the entire company's opinion. As these, the leads in the company, the 5 people, it's their opinion against mine. So if I happen to be in the same lane with them, then we get towards that way. But if it happens that, I don't feel this needs to be changed, then it boils down to these 5 people. Who goes with me and who do not go with me? So if 3 says, I think what Kwame is saying is right, we go for that. But if 3 says, it looks like me against 5 people, I have to let it go.
Was there any song you really wanted to put out, or something you wanted to do in a song that didn't allow you, that hurt you till now? Like, ah, Charlie, this thing. Charlie, you know this song. I had a feature, I had to take it off, or I had a line, I had to take it off. Was there anything like that?
Yes, a number of them. But it was one that is very memorable to this day. Ohima.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, my daughter's favorite.
That's my mom's favorite as well.
Okay.
So, maybe they probably saw the bigger picture, what I didn't see. Because I didn't want a feature on Ohima.
Okay.
Yes. And you know Kitty's on Ohima.
Right.
I didn't want a feature on Ohima. And I told the label that I've already done this thing. I think this song is perfect. And they said, now we feel like you need to put Kitty on the second verse. So like, it's complete. So we went back and forth. And at the end of the day, it's just, like I said earlier on, they are words against me. And I'm just one single guy. So you have to put Kitty on. And it did magic. So later I was like, okay, they knew what they were saying.
Okay.
Because Kitty did a very good verse on that song. And then, again, I was saying, who knows? Maybe if, like, Kitty know the top two are, like...
Ebefa.
So, yeah, it's 50-50. But it's all good. And when you're under a label, you don't change a winning thing, you understand? When it's really going well, you just all of a sudden come and decide to mess things up. So, I had faith in them. I trusted in them. And it worked for me. Yeah.
Now that you're out of the label...
Yeah.
Are you keeping the same structures? Have things changed, or
it's the same strategy? I just did copy and paste from links and stuff. Okay. I'm not gonna lie over here, because while I was with them, I actually realized that it takes so much to do this thing. You can't do it all by yourself, and to carry this mantle on as an individual is not easy. You can't go around share your song to the pubs. You can't just chase all the DJs. You can't go to every restaurant to Umbo Kwam Eugene, and then you go to the TV station alone. By the time you finish all these, you are not a celebrity anymore.
Right.
Yeah, so you need to pay people to do all this. And Richie was doing very good with that. The entire Link system, like I said, we had almost 20 workers, or even more than 20 workers, if I'm not lying. And they did an amazing job. So you can't do it all by yourself, one. And it involves a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Video shoots now is super expensive. And then you need to promote it. If you need to pay some dancers to dance, if you understand it, it's shifting now. So I made sure that I learned all these things from them. And the last thing was not to have any bad blood with the entire label before I leave.
Oh.
Because I realized that all the people that left Links Entertainment, that people are saying in quotes, the Links curse affected right. them, was because there was some one or two going on. How okay. they exited wasn't that clean. And probably the label wasn't happy. And they've been in the industry for 20 years. They've made acquaintances more than you. If they want to hurt you,
yeah, they know where to touch.
They actually can hurt you. They've made so many acquaintances. So if you can't battle them, so you better join them and then hope that you leave amicably. You leave. So I left with a send-off party, which I'm super happy about. And Richie has said it before, that I know. He told me once that I know that if you leave Links, you will survive. You, dear, we know you will survive. And then I was so happy. I prayed towards it, and then I worked towards it as well. So I prepared. I learned so much from him. I actually employed a new manager for myself before I left Links Entertainment to actually learn from my current manager Links gave me. So before we left, we know someone or two, hired some few people, and I'm paying a big team now. And by the grace of God, it's working now.
Won't you hire me?
Hey, you are a legend.
What? Ah, which one?
If
what
I want to be signed by you. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sky Entertainment.
Oh, but you have to hire me. Yeah.
Sky should come and sign me.
Hey, hire me as your label advisor or something like that. Rockstar Records.
Sky.
Don't be bad.
I'm waiting for Sky Crack to come and sign me.
But would you want to sign more? Would you want to sign any? Would I have prodigies?
Not at the moment. Because there's so much going on right now. I need stability.
Okay.
Yes, before. I'm not in a rush. Even if one day I would want to be like a Richie Kra, I want time to present itself. I'm not in a rush at all. I have so much to do. And I have I need to prove myself to a lot of people that has been believing in me for a very long time now. The rock stars, the core Kwame Eugene fans, those mothers that love me so much, those kids that goes crazy over Kwame Eugene, I need to make them proud. Yes, so my target is that for now. And if I get to a level where I think I've done enough that I can put another person on, as in signing them in quotes, I think I'll do. But
I'm thinking...
Yeah, the focus is on myself. Now.
I'm thinking that your songwriting, your pen game...
Bless you.
I'm thinking that you have a special office or department for songwriting,
yeah,
where you catch like two or three people for there. Omejuma is to write like constantly.
That would be hard. I think if we had an open industry like that,
yeah,
I would have.
You know, if you have, let's say, one big producer or one producer on your side, mm-hmm, two people writing, you there, you there. If these people get ideas where they bring them, you screen through, like, okay, this one, Befa, we,
yeah,
shall I write this for an industry, write this for Chairman, write this for SAC, write this for. So when they come, they don't even come directly to you. Mm-hmm. These people are working.
I get it, brilliant. I get it.
Yeah.
We don't live in an open industry like that. Yes,
it's going to be hard, eh?
Yes, it's so hard. It's still, even people still find it difficult that if someone writes music for you and you're born it. Yes. Some Ellis artists who has been there for more than a decade are still struggling with the fact that me and I'm a trauma idea. So they would rather write songs that are okay because, but they believe in it because of one or three. When Ebi Adema Akwaboa, and just give him credit and give him distribution, whatever he deserves, and keep making a lot of hit songs than trying to do all by yourself. You can do, you can write 20 songs and all the 20 songs will be known. Just cause it's probably not so good, and you're trying to give yourself that faith that, oh, I can write my own songs and it's not working. Yeah.
Mm. Folks, in case you just tuned in, you're listening to Hits 103.9 FM. Kwame Eugene is my special guest. We're talking. He has just released a new EP. Now, a lot of people are not releasing albums and EPs now. I just don't know why Kwame Eugene will put out an EP. Why? Are you preparing for an album? Is that towards
exactly,
an album?
Exactly. This is just flowers on top for the actual roots that's coming. And then, this is my first body of work since I left Lynx Entertainment. So, I needed to make it special. So, I gave everybody the sweet boy aspect of me, the sweet boy side of me. And I needed people to enjoy it. And I thank God so much. It's doing very good.
But why did you title it Sweet Boy?
Because I'm a sweet boy.
First day I heard it, I was like, sweet boy, okay. Already, these girls won't let you be. Like, all right now, they tone down small.
Yeah, they tone down small.
Right now? Why? Now that you are...
The pressure is getting worse and worse and worse.
Now that Nka Bibi Ayo Kenu Mumna...
It's sad, yeah, Penu, Kakan Kaka.
But right now... And since the moment I'm here, I've been around you for.
Yeah,
have. Hey, right now, cash count. Like, you forget more.
So, we're meeting 512 ones.
Folks.
Hey, adult music. Adult music.
Listeners, here is Kwame Eugene with Odas. Folks, on the afternoon ride.
Show ya mama na natural way ya. Ooh, wanu miara nka binti mi.
I just love this one.
I know,
man.
That's one of my favorites as well.
I love it. Beautiful song.
Yeah.
But what were you saying in there?
I was saying, and quite a tear pong consume sika for the happiness here.
Was that a day song?
No. I'm just saying, sir. So it's about this beautiful God I'm talking about, and okay. I'm saying that even people who probably are not worthy or as beautiful as she is are getting good relationships. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Even people who are not as good as she is, or as beautiful as she is, are getting good relationship. Ain't you know? And kwakwa tete aponkoso. And now, onu as she's supposed to be okay, you know? Ready arahwa. Oti asie. Aha. So, and kwakwa tete aponkoso mesi kafu di apenisie. Odu ponye tutu ama. Nsi odi konfombo sum continent semfon banifie. No, never. 300 is on chair. And I was saying, Obey Juju, I'm 100,000.
I was Obey Juju.
So, who goes to you? On the Cosiani, powder, yeah, they are saying, Jahina, Pemina, 100,000, and I go for in your left crew. I was like, yes, 300 gun, and we'll see.
Oh no, comforting the car. And I will go to oh boy. Listeners, we are live on this 103.9 FM. Kwame Eugene is my special guest. 0548841039. Please send in your messages and I'll read them on air. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're having discussions about his songs. Now let's discuss the Sweet Boy
EP.
The EP.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorites is Stranger.
The
song features
Jackie.
Yes, my sweet
amazing niece. Jackie.
Yes. Now, when it comes to features,
yeah,
how do you pick the musicians? Because it's like they were carefully selected.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackie. Mm. You may not even think about it.
Yeah.
Right.
So, on the regular, I normally finish recording the song before I send the features to them.
Mm.
So by the time I complete the song, I know who the song fits. So with Hey Stranger, I knew this is Jackie. The bounce, everything. You know, if she puts that low toned voice on it, it's very soothing. So if she puts it there, it will make the song more soothing. And then she did amazing as well. So that's then with Johnny Drill. That song speaks more about the heart and it's more emotional. And he does songs like that. So I figured, you know what, let me hit up Johnny Drill. And then I hit him up. He
Johnny Drill, the Nigerian?
Yes, Mavens, Johnny Drill. How are you, my friend? I know sometimes...
Did he produce it?
Nobody's on you. Yeah, I produced it.
So what did Johnny Drill do?
He is a co-performer and a writer. He wrote his verse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, on that song?
Yeah, on that song.
Hey, then what am I missing? What am I missing?
No, it's not on Stranger. It's on I Promise Me.
Okay.
Featuring Johnny Drill.
Right.
So he wrote his bit and then I did the production.
No, I mean, I'm missing the whole thing. It's like I've become a stranger to the whole project.
But you are the listener, no? You are the private listener.
It doesn't matter. To my dear listener, allow me, I mean, well, to most of my listeners, they may not even know what we're discussing here. I mean, until some of the songs are played, they may not even know.
Yes.
Although I'm marking time, but It's strange. Wow. Right. So what? How many songs on it? Seven?
Eight. Seven and a bonus track.
Wow. Wow. 7 and the bonus track. Okay, listeners, so Kwame Eugene is here. I'm thinking about when you put all of these songs together, where did you have more than 8? Were they just 8?
Had so many of them.
It took
really bold decisions to pick this final 8. Yes, even with I'm Hurt, the bonus one, it came after I'd already distributed everything. So it came 2 weeks before we had to finalize the songs that will officially be out there. So I had so many of them. Then I had to sit down and choose these few ones for the Sweet Boy EP.
Ah, you had more than that?
Yeah.
So in this case, what if you decide
Andy,
to put...
You know.
No, I don't know. Oh.
You've been to my house before.
I don't even know where you live.
I hope you catalog show you, sir.
No, let's discuss it. With the kind of songs you are always putting out songs, you're always writing songs. Do you sell the songs? Do you... Just as you mentioned that you did it for a record company.
Yeah.
If anyone wants a feature right now, is it that easy to get it?
I would say it easy at this side and not easy at the other side. Because at this side right now, you just see day here and you just can pull some plugs and all. But then again, I still would have to explain to Andy Dusty that whoever I'm doing a feature for should have the means to push this song.
Oh, that's
so
target.
Yes,
okay.
Because I don't want that name. I don't want to mess that Kwame Eugene effect of any song Kwame Eugene has done in Thanks to God, or it goes well when Kwame Eugene produces, or Kwame Eugene writes it, or yeah. So I need you to give me assurance that it will go well when you push the song, actually, when I write it for you. And then some of them, they just need to go and start something for themselves. They need to start something for themselves, because some people think if once you get a Kwame Eugene feature, that's it. And sometimes we would do it because the energy is coming from one side, it makes the project not so heavy for acceptance. So sometimes you have to just go struggle a little bit as a new artist, get some leverage, and come get a Kwame Eugene feature. It makes it more easy.
Have you done a project with anyone that the person couldn't really push?
Yes. Some few people. I mean, they've been in the game for some time now, so I don't want to mention names, and later would have to explain. But a couple of them.
All right, folks. It looks like because my brother is here, I don't know, some of the questions I can't even ask you.
some are graphic, is
some
are profound.
Some of them I find it very difficult to break down. We'll soon get into the album.
Upset when they see us, then they go Chris, we the boss brain. Upset when they see us, then they go Chris. Make a be your investor. Get your back every track. Moko be your scat. Moko be your scat. Moko be your scat. Moko be your scat. As we enter this place, contemplate this blessing, no be mistake. My girl bad, she know the look face. Blind guy, she know the see shape. She got money and the boy pay. I know go work in pain. Cause she got my for me, chop all my money. Can't blame me, her money. Let's do something in a mind. Thank me for, do me bad. Make a sorrow, maga. Make her be your investor. Pay your back every track. Scott,
Rockstar made it, folks. We're live on this 103.9 FM. Coming Sunday is Mother's Day, eh?
Yeah.
Saturday is Mother's Day. Are we gonna have anything for mommy, for mothers? I know you have some fans with mothers, pa.
Pa, the mothers love me. Pa.
Are we gonna get anything for mothers?
I didn't plan anything this year for mothers, but normally I'm normally called for these mothers events on Mother's Day, so hopefully I'll get a call on one and go and put smiles on their faces. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now let's listen to one of the songs. I mentioned your feature with Jackie.
Yes. Yeah,
let's listen to Stranger.
Pretty begging, your smile is contagious. Hey stranger, hey stranger, if you're in trouble, shawty get behind me, and I will come save you. Songs on the radio, I bet you listen to my songs on the radio. You can be the Juliet, I be your Romeo. I don't go let you go, everything you need, shawty let me know. I don't mind, just let me know. Beg you to my mommy though. Only you there, mama. If you run free for mama, see how you sweet like fine wine. Look at your behind, oh damn girl, you got a big thing, that's why you are mine. Every given day I realize, me I don't go breathe cause you're mine. One day me and you go born, baby. Hey stranger, hey stranger, I don't know you, but your body pretty banging.
Your body pretty banging.
Your smile is contagious. Hey stranger, hey stranger, if you're in trouble, surely get behind me, and I will come save you.
Was there a dominance that means only better? For me, dream myself, we get your brother as well. Don't delay, let me love you like you never had. What did you come yo? But to what do more na me honey de. Pray in the awesome, me say me honey fe. A J, yeah, me present me worry wo. Eba, marry me in December. I wanna be a lady, and I'm wishing you do. Oh, I found my baby, oh, found my baby. I found my baby. Have you found your baby? Yeah. Oh, Kwame.
Hey stranger, hey stranger, I don't know you, but your body pretty banging.
Your body pretty banging.
Your smile is contagious. Hey stranger, if you're in trouble, surely get behind me, and I will come save you.
Hey stranger, hey stranger.
I don't know you, but your body pretty banging.
What were you saying in the song?
I don't know you, but your body is banging. And your smile is contagious.
Rockstar, bad boy, I swear.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, and you got Jackie to do the feature. Was it anything difficult getting
working with Jackie?
Yeah.
Nah, I think she's one of my favorite people right now. And then I've never had a feature with an artist that she genuinely pushes, like pushing the song like she's doing right now.
Really?
Yes, from her heart. She's genuinely pushing the song and I appreciate it so much. She's an amazing person. And then we had so much fun working together. We're like tight now. So yeah, it's all good.
I see. What, do you have difficulties working with some of the artists?
Yeah. It's, I mean, we're not the same. All of us, everybody gets their ups and downs. So sometimes you meet one who is actually calm and easy go, and sometimes too you meet a difficult person. Yeah.
There is something I want to know about you. Is there anything you've never mentioned about you?
Anything I've never that I'm actually
something about you that no one knows?
I think people don't know that I'm staying in your corner chill guy because of maybe the Fadama effect. Yeah, everybody thinks oh, Kwame Di, but
the Fadama effect.
Those that are close to me will tell you that I'm always by myself, calm and stays away from trouble.
Does that not come with
It comes with that. So I get the Ochenuhu all the time, but that's not the case. It's just because I'm actually afraid to offend the next person. You know, especially when I don't know you. It's different when maybe we are on one label and we share banters and all. Like maybe Kiddy, Dope Nation, DJ Viroski, I'll play around with them. You get it. And sometimes I can actually play around with people when I feel like, oh, I feel safe around them and they are my people.
Mm.
Yes. But besides that, to visitors and people that I meet for the first time, I just love to stay in my corner. Because even with the kind of work that I do, if you look at the person too much, you call me Eugene, not famous. I mean, you are not famous. If you lock eyes with a person, if you don't look at the person, you get it? Yeah, so I just love staying in my corner and minding my business. Yeah.
What is that one thing that turns you off?
Turns me off? Dirtiness.
Mm.
Yes. I'm just addicted to cleaning. Everything should look white and all clean. And yeah, I'm just that person.
Is that your favorite color? White?
No, black actually.
So how come you like white? How do you like black, yet you love extra white stuff?
You can wear black and be clean.
Sure. Oh, I'm not saying black is
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That yeah, I'm just a lover of really neat people. You understand? Yeah, I just love neat people. Neatness is actually a turn on for me. So the opposite, obviously, if somebody is shady and the person doesn't take good care of themselves, I don't like that. I just don't like that.
You know, I've said this on radio before, that there was this girl I had chased for years. First time I met her, she spoke to me and the odor in her mouth, and that was it. It turned me. Oh, child, why are you guys laughing? No. Okay, I said, look, I'm in Kebby.
And that's what I mean, Pacho. Pacho.
I said, listen to me in Kebby. Because do such things turn you off? Like, you meet a lady and, yep, that's it.
It's not a good feeling. You understand? It's not nice. And so if somebody makes you feel some way because the person is not hygienic, you either stay away, or if you love the person that much, you tell the person and help the person to work on it. Yes. But then again, like I said earlier on, it gives me bad vibes. You understand? To stay in my corner.
Mm.
Yeah. I just love people who pay attention to themselves. Mm. Yeah. Detail attention to them, the actual self, that, oh, let me smell good, let me put some gum in my mouth, let me, yeah, I just like people like that.
I see. Let's listen to your song with Johnny Drill, Promise Me.
Don't let me down through the storm, through the pain. Say my name, let me go. Now you are love. Now you are love. So don't you let me go. Say make I let you know. Say now you are love.
Beautiful song.
I know.
Beautiful song.
I know.
Wow. This is a very nice song.
Yeah.
But what, prior to getting him on your song, mm-hmm. did you have any relationship with him?
Not at all. I was just a big fan of Johnny Drill. Yeah, not at all. We've never met. We've never spoken or anything.
None.
Yes. And the approach was just amazing. I hit him up. Yo, bro. Hope all is well. I'm a big fan. There's this song that I have. He said, yeah, Kwame. I'm a big fan as well. Oh, this is nice.
Okay.
So, bro, send it over. So he gave me his WhatsApp number from Instagram, and then I sent him a text on WhatsApp and added the song, and he called back. I was like, bro, this is sweet. Don't worry. You'll get time in a few days. And he brought it that same evening also. I think, yeah.
You're joking.
The next evening, yeah. It didn't even take 3 days. And he brought his verse, and I was so happy. So he later called me that, oh, don't you let me go. What am I really saying over there? Because he wants to repeat it. He likes that line. And I texted what I wrote. And then he did that part at his end, and it sounded good. He's an amazing guy.
Ah, wait, are you going to shoot a video for it?
Hopefully. I'll be going to Nigeria in 2 weeks, so we're hoping we can get to shoot a video while I'm there.
Oh man, this is nice.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, amazing, amazing. I love it.
Thank you.
Man, ah, that's why Bonnie Bise.
Because they're keeping you maybe at home. That's what you want to say.
I mean, for such a nice song, I mean, you put it there. As I was here, Bepacho and San Adam, you know, baby.
I mean, yes, this is a dry association.
It's
your cry, trust too.
It's too much, man. Yo, can we play it again?
Yeah,
man. Let's enjoy it again, man.
Yeah.
wonderful, Lord, man.
Thank you.
I just can't wait to see the video. And John Grill, he's so smooth.
Yes, he's so smooth.
He's so smooth. Hello, how are you, sir?
Good.
Welcome. What do we have here? Tell me, I'm a very lucky man, eh? Each time I sit on radio and complain about something.
Slappies.
What is that? Smoothies?
Yeah.
Smoothies.
Fruit smoothies. All natural fruit smoothies.
Slappies.
Yes.
Listeners, I sat here and said that Charlie, today smoothies won't be bad. And call me smoothies, oh. Charlie. Ah, money be. Another. Oh, Adam, I'm going to. Hey, what about you? What about you, sir?
I'm going to allergy. I'm going to.
Okay. Wow. Strawberry. This was strawberry, ginger, banana. I haven't eaten since morning, oh. So, can I take it just like that?
Actually, I'm going to. Yeah, why?
Thank you.
Good day, sir.
Oh, come to the room.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you're ready.
Thank you. Sebi.
Oh, we're ready, Issy.
You didn't bring me just one.
No, I have
it. But my team, they must also enjoy.
Wow.
Please serve them.
Sure.
Where do we find you?
So, we are currently opening at Comedy 25. Mr.
Okay.
Banks.
Wow. Okay.
Just behind Goodness Filling Station, and then Idianapa, all the East Lagos.
Okay. Okay. Ah, I've tested this before.
Yes, you had the Oreo.
Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yes, I remember.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Please serve my team for me. Chief Onumbi. Kevin Maja, who that now? Jamuva bread.
Smooth is new bread.
Charlie Red. Kwame, if I don't know anybody new. Smooth is new bread. And I
say, Ebe Timi, I'll call fine.
Ebe call here. Ebe call come up. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, yeah. Let's get back to our conversation, Kwame. Yeah. So, sorry about the.
Not so good.
Yeah. Okay. So on all these songs, which one is your favorite?
Makola.
Why?
There's a song titled Makola on there.
Why?
Because it's, you know how I love love songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like the amount of love I have for Putin love songs out there is intense. And then Makola actually is a proper love song. That somebody's actually confessing how much he loves someone, and he doesn't actually care the consequences with having this person in his or her life. So yeah, that's actually what Sweet Boy is about. So that's what holds the entire album for me. That's why I like it like that.
Okay, there's a song on the album entitled "I'm Hurt."
Yeah, that's the bonus song.
Why?
Because I was slightly hurt. I wrote "I'm Hurt" because I wish I, after saying something about the song, you play the song so they get to understand.
I'm going
to
play the one.
So, what about "I'm Hurt"? It is about a lot of things. One, how people really don't recognize the fact that I've been here for almost a decade. Yes.
Hey, you're not then, the decade yet.
Yes. No. I think this year, so I'm planning on doing my first concert next year, actually.
As in
10 years.
Solo.
Yes, being in the industry for 10 years. Yes, I'm hoping on doing a big concert like that. So, I've been around.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
So I've been around for quite some time now, and then I respect the fact that people have still been showing me love long time ago. We still there here and they are still showing love. So yeah, I had to do that 10-year concert for them. And the problem, like I was saying, I currently have that I'm not so sure why people still think that way. It's thinking I'm a new artist.
Why people think? Do people
yes.
think you're a new artist?
They think.
But isn't it?
I
good?
Came not long ago.
No, but
yes, it's because I'm still young. It looks like I just came 3 years ago.
I think it's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling, but you have to be in your industry for a long time for them to understand that you don't always have to put out a song like a new artist.
Mm.
And they don't understand that thing on my side. They always want me to put out music. I'll do Monica. They're enjoying it, and they're asking for another song. But they won't do that to a new artist.
But it's better.
They do that to new artists. Like, you need to drop a lot because you're new. But they don't do that to the artist on top. They don't do that to Sark Odier. They'll wait for Sark to drop music whenever he wants, and they will complain. And then they'll wait for Stoneboy, even though Stoneboy drops a lot of songs, Sata, even though he does, they'll wait for Samini, you understand? But when it comes to my side, if I don't put music out there for the next 6 months, it looks like they want to say, okay, is he our Emre?
Okay.
You understand? Oh, is he the career and I told you? Just 6 months. I just gave you, when you put up in the balance, just some few months ago, and then I've not released music yet, and you think, Matunshum. So I should drop another one. Then I'll go and do, oh, my city, Berlin. Can I go take you to Berlin now? Berlin, Berlin, Berlin. They'll enjoy the music and come 2 weeks later and say, Kwame Eugene Atunshum, I don't know what for. And I think that thing hurts a lot because I don't know what it would take to get people to know that I've been in the game for long. And being an artist, that doesn't mean you should drop music all the time. Because Rihanna was away for quite some time. Jay-Z even barely puts music out there. Mm. But he'll be there, he'll do one and it's making waves. Mm. You understand? When I do it, it will make wave. It will make wave pepper. But people still think I should be putting music out there all the time.
But don't you think it's good? It's because they can't get enough of you. Like, yeah, we want more. Why don't bring us more?
Then I'll give you more than you want more before we realize.
Yeah, they want to drain you.
No, sir.
And sense. If you want more, give us more.
Yes, and
because we want more, we will never stop wanting more.
But so allow me to do the 5-6 months intervals like some people do. You understand? At least give me 4 months intervals. You can't enjoy my right now. When you go to the internet, they are doing hey stranger and oh I'm hurt and Potomanto. I have like 3 good songs on the album that are making waves right now. Mm. They are on the chart. So I'm happy about it, but I don't want to finish this EP, and I'm taking my time to put videos of all the 8 songs on the EP out there, and then somebody will come and tell us that we should drop a new song. I already have 8 songs out there that are doing good. I want people to listen to it. Give me time to prepare another one and come later to it, like they do for everybody. I don't know if you get